Today is Saturday, November 24th, 2012, and today is my blogiversary. What that means is that's your anniversary of when you started your blog. I started a blog under a completely different name on November 24th, 2003, and I kept it for a good 7 years, maybe eight or nine years, until I ran into some trouble and had to take it down. But I had that blog, and I posted everything on there, thoughts about everything, videos, podcasts, everything on there, and then I had to take it down. But I've come back, obviously, a couple times under a couple different names, and now it's my real name. And I have slowly, restoring the archives from the original blog to my current blog. I think I have November, and actually I have all of 2003 that I did, because I started in November, so it's only 2 months. And then I have January 2004, so I need to, and then it jumps to November 2010. So I need to really put about 6 or 7 years worth of archives back on there. But I do have all the archives. I have everything saved locally on my computer, so I can replace it. I do hope to replace put all the archives back up on here, but it's going to take me forever to do it because I'm going through one post at a time, because I have to scrub the original blog to take out anything that's going to get me into any kind of trouble. Which is very sad and depressing, but you do what you got to do. Excuse me. Anyway, so this is the from 2003. This is the 9th anniversary of my blog. So I must have kept it for 7 years, and then I had to take it down because it was around 2010. In the early summer, I think, of 2010, I had to take it down. But moving on, I am very happy that my blog has been up for 9 years. I started blogging, I think, when very few people were blogging at that time. Anyway, I do want to move on. So this is Thanksgiving week. Oh, the other thing I just want to mention that, you're getting 2 podcasts in 1 week, and that is very rare for me. That's not going to happen very often, but I had several things I wanted to talk about. So, plus, it's my blogiversary, so why not go ahead and record a podcast? Anyway, I was moving on, that this was Thanksgiving week, and on Thursday, we had Thanksgiving at my partner's house, and his parents were there from out of town, and I brought my mother over, and we had a wonderful day, lots and lots of food. The weather was very nice. It was a sunny day. We had, of course, all the traditional fixings for Thanksgiving: turkey, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes. I didn't really look at all the vegetables because I don't eat vegetables, but I think there were green beans there and cranberry sauce, the real cranberry sauce, and then I brought my own can of the jellied cranberry sauce. Lots of different things. There was pecan pie. There was no pumpkin pie, but that's fine because I don't think they like pumpkin pie. But my mother brought pumpkin bread, so we did have some pumpkin, and that was really good. And we just had a really nice time. Spent 4 or 5 hours just kind of, chatting and enjoying dinner and catching up. And it was a nice little family time. So I enjoyed that. Now, moving on to other things. The elevator in my building, the elevators, have been causing me major stress lately, and let me explain why. During Hurricane Sandy, we have 3 elevators. The middle one had damage from Hurricane Sandy. The roof on the top of the building where the elevators are, there was some roof damage, and that caused a leak, and it literally all this water came down in elevator 2, and it has been out of service since Hurricane Sandy. And it's been a real pain because we only have 3 elevators for a 240-unit building. So there's lots of people using elevators all the time. Well, it seems like this weekend or the last couple of days, elevator 3 has been shut off for people to move in and out. People can reserve the elevator to move their items in and out, and they shut it off to public use, meaning that you cannot, if you get in the elevator, you can't use it because it's like tied on, not tied off. Use a key, an elevator key to turn it off, so you have to just do this weird configuration of buttons to make the elevator move, and then it's going to stay wherever it ends up. Anyway, elevator 3 has been out of service. So elevator 2 and elevator 3 are out of service. So the entire building is using elevator 1. So you have to sit there and wait and wait and wait. And not the normal 30 seconds wait. I'm talking 3 to 5 minutes wait for the elevator to get to your floor. And this is because, I guess, some computer program determines where the elevator should go depending on the elevator button pushes. I don't understand it, but twice in the last couple of days, well, maybe 3 times, I've pressed the button and wait on my floor and watched the elevator completely go right past my floor down to the first floor and then come back up to like the 10th floor and then back down to my floor. I mean, it's like crazy the way I'm having to wait for this elevator. I get really frustrated because I'm like, oh man, I'm in a hurry. You know how you like plan your time on how much time you can take to get somewhere? Well, I don't plan the time to have to sit and wait for the elevator for 3 to 5 minutes. I know, it doesn't sound like it's very much time, but when you need to be somewhere, 3 to 5 minutes is a long time. So I've been very frustrated with the elevator, and they keep saying that it's going to be fixed this week. They said that the first week. It's going to be fixed this week, the second week. It's going to be fixed this week, the third week. And the elevator is still not fixed, and it's driving me crazy. The biggest thing that drives me crazy is that it goes right past my floor when the button is pressed. And it's like, why are you skipping my floor? And I don't know, about the computer program. I don't know if it's figured out the weight in the elevator, that there's no more space in the elevator. I don't know how it figures it out. But it goes right past my floor, and I get so mad. I'm like, why did that just go right past my floor? The button is pressed. I don't understand it. I don't understand the whole elevator programming thing. So anyway, I'm not very happy with the elevator in my building lately. Once again, moving on, there are other things I want to talk about too. Now, if you've been a listener of my podcast for many years, you know that my mother goes to the commissary because she has military benefits from my father. And the commissary is like the grocery store for the military. And she goes, well, now she's only going like once every 3 to 4 weeks. So she calls me and she says, do you have a list of things you want from the commissary? And I'll tell her a couple things. And generally, she picks up a couple things for me. But I do my regular grocery shopping myself. But, you know, I just saw her on Thursday. She said she's going to go to the commissary on Saturday. Do I want anything? So I said, oh, I'll give her a decent-sized list. I think it just makes her happy that she is doing something for me. You know, when people get to a certain age, they want to feel like they're needed. Well, my mother is 81, and she still feels like she feels that she needs to be needed. So she'll go to the commissary and pick up things for me. So this time I gave her a list, and I'm telling her certain things, like, I want orange juice, but I want the no pulp orange juice. I do not want the calcium plus. I do not want the Trop 50, the 50 regular sugar, 50% fake sugar. I don't want any of that stuff. And then I was trying to explain to her the kind of dishwasher tabs that I want to use for my dishwasher. So I give her my list and everything, and then she comes today and she drops off the stuff, and I'm going through just stuff that she got me, and she got me the wrong orange juice. She got me exactly what I just said I didn't want. She got me because I like the Tropicana. She got me the Trop 50, which is, 50% nasty fake sugar stuff, and then the one with the plus calcium. It's like, I don't need that. I don't like it. It doesn't taste like regular orange juice. And then she got me the finish tabs for the dishwasher, but she got me the gel packs. Well, I have already experienced the gel packs, and they don't dissolve very well in my dishwasher, so I don't like them. And even though I explained to her, I want the tabs with the little red thing in the middle, that, you know, the little scrubber thing, that's what I want. And she still got the wrong thing. And I have to tell you, when I was going through those groceries and finding these things that were wrong, I was getting so mad. I'm like, why do I give her a list if she's just going to keep getting me the wrong things? And this was a problem before. I mean, when she was younger, she would get me the wrong things, and I'd say, okay, I'm not going to ask her to buy me that again because she gets the wrong thing. So I would just, go and buy my own stuff. I know I'm being very petty right now, But I feel like I have to give her a list because she, when I tell her that she got me the wrong thing, she gets upset. And one time she even got upset enough to the point where she was crying. And I'm like, Mom, just get it for me, whatever. Because then I feel bad. But what's the point of spending money on stuff you're not even going to use? So I got all frustrated and upset with her this morning because she got me the wrong things. But again, I have to pare down my list and only give her stuff that I know she can get, that she won't be, you know, she won't get the wrong thing. Like, just get me Cheerios. That's a simple thing. Just plain old Cheerios. Nothing fancy. And she'll do that. She gets me the right Cheerios or whatever, you know, the very basic thing. So I can't give her any major changes or special request items because she gets them wrong every time. So anyway, but I want to actually stop her having her do any kind of grocery shopping for me. But then when the one time I did ask her to, you know, Sam, I don't need anything. Are you sure you don't need, I don't need anything. And then she's like, well, I can't do anything for you anymore. And, you know, I guess you don't need me. So it was very obvious that she wants to feel needed. So I have to give her a list. Anyway, enough about that. I will continue to give her a list. It just will not be a very long list or have anything on there that's very detailed in nature that I have a special request about because she gets it wrong. Anyway, one last thing I wanted to mention. I keep saying, I want to start shooting videos more because I got this Canon Digital Rebel T3i almost a year ago. And it's got this great video recording ability, but I don't really take advantage of it. I don't use it. So I've been scouring the web trying to find these tutorial videos to tell me how to do it. And I got stuck in a YouTube cycle today because I searched for, you know, how to record video with your Canon Digital Rebel T3i. And I got tons of videos, especially ones that were like not even related to the topic, but the person put in their description that they shot their video with the T3i, so I ended up watching all these useless videos. But then, you know, that video makes me think of something else, so I clicked on another video, and I was literally wasting probably an hour and a half today just looking at videos, looking for how to shoot video with my Canon Digital Rebel T3i. And the whole cycle thing is, it's, you know about a YouTube cycle. You click on one video to see one thing, and then the related videos on the side take you to something else, and then take you to something else. And I ended up watching all these videos that have absolutely nothing to do with recording video with my camera. And I had to kick myself and say, all right, stop. Just stop this YouTube cycle because it keeps going on and on and on. And I will be sitting there watching video after video, just wasting time. And I have come to realize that I am actually the king of wasting time. I can watch TV for hours and hours and hours and get nothing done. And that's kind of the way I was today watching these videos because I was getting absolutely nothing done. However, I did stop and I put up my Christmas tree because next weekend the partner and I are going to be decorating Christmas trees. And this is the only time I have to do it before we get together next weekend, so because during the week I am too freaking tired and have too many things to do. Anyway, my point is I went to my storage unit and got all my Christmas stuff out and set up the Christmas tree in the living room and a couple little Christmassy knickknacks. I thought of that because I was testing out the shooting video with my Canon camera. I was shooting video of the Christmas stuff I put up, but trying to test the little things that I had seen on these videos. That's what made me think of that decorating the Christmas, or setting up the Christmas tree. So, all of my Christmas stuff is set up, and I've taken down all my fall stuff, and I am ready for the holiday season. And this time we have, I think it's a good 4 solid weeks before Christmas, so that's a good thing. Anyway, so I have recorded this podcast just as a little blogiversary. And because I had those couple things I want to talk about, and we have come to the end. So I'm going to enjoy a glass of another glass of the Georges de Buff Beaujolais Nouveau 2012 because I went out and bought another bottle of it, and I'm enjoying that tonight. And that's all I have. So that's it. Until next time, bye.